Tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this last day of July, July 31st, 2025 edition. This absolutely fantastic Thursday. So excited to have you guys part of the show today. Text line is open 231-360-5140. If you'd like to make a comment into the show regarding the conversation, greatly appreciate if you stay on topic. Thank you so much. One of the other stories that I was following this morning is legislative agenda. What's really going on down in Lansing? Well, State Representative Jim DeSanta from the 29th district in the House is absolutely wanting the Republican Majority Caucus to introduce and bring up for a floor vote some very conservative issues. I reached out to him this morning. He's going to be on with us in the next half hour from 10:05 to 10:30 to talk about it. Because right now, all they're talking about is the budget. Well, certain campaigns, campaign finance reports, all this stuff happening, but nothing happening from policy. Issues that most Republicans and even Donald Trump got elected on last year, November 5th, 2024 election. Well, it's going to be a situation where they are going to have to start legislating, bringing up bills in the House that the Republicans will vote for, send it over to the one-seat Senate majority in the Senate, force them to take a vote on these bills, and if they're lucky enough to get a couple of Democrats to support these bills, send them to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to see whether she'll sign them or not. So very, very, very interesting, the dynamics of what's happening. Now, one thing that really caught my eye is how there is going to be a total from Michigan as well as FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, is going to help 13 counties damaged from the March ice storm. According to the Michigan State Police, the amount of money is not a final amount or cap, but it could appear that Donald Trump approving $50 million from the feds and $137 million from the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. According to Captain Commander Kevin Sweeney, the actual amount of federal support from FEMA will depend on how many applications are sent and approved by them. But the president has already approved $50 million in federal assistance for Michigan. Sweeney went on to say it's important to clarify that this number is not a cap. This is a federal estimate of cost to be reimbursed based on approved categories. He said there was no promise from FEMA about a maximum or minimum amount that the total number of reimbursed projects could get if they were approved. And the money coming from FEMA wouldn't change based on the amount of emergency funding that was approved by the House in May. Sweeney went on to say, it's good to see even our state legislature is thinking ahead. Applications for assistance will be done through a FEMA grant portal and must be filed before August 21st. The Michigan State Police Emergency Management Homeland Security Division will be holding briefings for and with the applicants. Once approved, the applicant would need to pay 25% of the funding of a cost share. This could come from the budget of eligible entities such as county road commissions, utilities, state government departments, local and tribal government bodies. 75% would then be approved for the Michigan State Fund as well as FEMA. So, you folks over at PIE&G, you need to get off your butts and get on this FEMA grant portal before August 21st and apply for relief, reimbursement of the millions of dollars you had to pay to restore our electricity. Instead of raising electric rates to PIE&G customers, apply for these grants. Now, Sweeney did go on to say that unless the state legislature or somebody else wants to allocate funding toward each applicant or each sub-recipient, others could be responsible for their 25% cost sharing. Michigan State Police and the Homeland Agency is going to be the go-between between applicants and those who are actually getting the funding to disperse. Each project is going to be reviewed by a FEMA caseworker. Those caseworkers will work with local and state entities to review the grants before getting any reimbursement. The type of projects approved by FEMA at this time were anything that fell under emergency work, called Category B, because the state was denied assistance for what was called permanent work under Category F. Basically, Sweeney explained that if it was work that had to be done to restore something that was damaged, such as power poles, electric lines, transmission lines, anything that basically snapped during the ice storm, anything that had to be removed because it was dangerous to either roads or utilities or other issues, this was necessary to restore power and to eliminate potential future hazards would be approved. However, anything ending up being considered an improvement over the previous existing infrastructure would not qualify. He said individual public assistance was denied by FEMA as well as the Michigan State Police and Homeland Fund, notifying individuals on July 28th. However, individuals have until August 27th to file an appeal. We're basically allowing 30 days for an appeal, and we are currently working with the governor's office to be able to have individuals file their appeals, Sweeney said. So, potentially $50 million coming from FEMA. 25% you have to be responsible for, but potentially 75% of your expenses could be reimbursed from these grants. And again, you got to look at these areas that were hit the hardest. Presque Isle County, Sheboygan County, Emmett County, Charlevoix, parts of Antrim, Otsego, Mount Morenci, Oscoda. A lot of damage up here in northern Michigan. Not quite as much southeastern Michigan or west Michigan compared to what we had up here in our listening area. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see if PI&G gets off their butts and applies for this grant instead of raising the electric rates. Definitely, definitely, definitely going to be watching this story. Now, one segment that we were following yesterday, we're going to tee this up for basically the third hour today. Four more state Senate districts heading into next year's 2026 midterm election. We're going to be looking at districts 25, 26, 27, and 28. We'll talk about that in the third hour. Very interesting story. Because right now the Senate Democrats only have a one-seat majority, 19 to 18. Is this going to be a Republican wave next year with President Donald Trump's help? We shall see. Will the Republicans be able to take back the majority in the Senate? Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Thursday. Getting to a little housekeeping, text messages back and forth. Let's see. Okay, yeah, okay, got it. Smaller road commissions, such as Emmett County, Sheboygan, Mount Morenci, Presque Isle, etc. Potentially, we cannot match the 25% requirement of $4 to $8 million that was required to clean up after the storm. No, as a road commission, your budgets would not allow for it, would not be able to provide for it in your budget. However, your county board of commissioners have reserves specifically allocated in many, many different various accounts within the county structure. And what you can do is have your county board of commissioners look at their reserve funds in various reserves, various accounts, and they, as a county, could cover the 25% match. It's something that you have to talk to your commissioners about, your county administrator if you have one, your financial accountant for the county. However your county is structured, they can do it through the county, not just the road commission alone. So there's ways to be able to get this. Now, as far as utility companies, Great Lakes Energy, PIE&G, Cherryland, Cloverland, all these various co-ops, they can come up with 25%, no problem. If they want to increase electric rates to cover the 25%, I understand that. But for the utility customers to be charged by the utility companies 100% of the money they had to spend for repairs? No. not when there's potentially money available from FEMA. $50 million? You utility companies need to apply for these grants. Don't come to us asking for 100% reimbursement by raising our electric rates. If you apply for the grants, you get it. You say, we only have to cover 25%. I'll chip in for that. And I won't be bitching about it. But this PING move totally ticked me off. You guys need to figure it out. These counties need to figure it out. But yes, I understand. Road commission budgets, no. You guys don't have enough money to do it. I get it. So text me back. Make sure you understood what I was saying. If you want to talk about it with me after the show, give me a call. Let's see. Yes, exactly. I agree with you. That's what I thought. Wanted to make sure it was right. Thanks for keeping up the good fight. I've worked now for the Road Commission for 8 years and another Road Commission for 3 in the engineering department. I appreciate that. You know, one of the things that is probably one of the jobs that is probably very frustrating, because when you engineer repairs, when you engineer road projects, then you've got to get the funding. You got to put together a presentation. You got to go in front of the Board of Commissioners. One of the things that ticks me off more than anything is how they don't get that we got to do these repair projects with the right materials. As an engineer, please explain to these people, we've got rubberized asphalt. We've got fiber and steel belt tires that have been ground up and put into asphalt, rubberized asphalt, where it's got steel belts ground up with rubber put into the asphalt. Do you know what they say? I saw one study came out, I think it was University of Michigan. Pat Kolbeck came up with this when he was running for governor in 2018. 35 to 40 years without any maintenance or patching is what that rubberized asphalt is capable of doing. Are you kidding me? They're using the wrong materials on these roads. With our climate, using salt, sand, whatever, for traction in the winter, you got to start using the right materials, and it all starts with engineering. State Representative Jim DeSantis in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.